You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
45 minutes ago or so, Jeremy and I got into a really cute discussion. These two guys talking about mascara.
Yeah.
And listener Jessica wrote in to set us straight on stuff. She says mascara expires before you use the whole tube. You can get about a month or two before it's crusty and time to get a new tube. Even though you didn't use it all, the wand is what you pay for. Zoe is right.
I don't like that you have to use it that fast.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so as maybe, a guy, what I would do is I'd open up that container, put a little splash of water in there, screw the wand back on, and shake it up.
I think what I would do is I would launch a competing company that sold smaller tubes of mascara. A, you're guaranteed to use it all before it goes crusty.
Like chapstick size, yeah.
And B, it'd be easier to transport and carry around.
Keep it in your pocket.
So I would do little mini mascaras.
Brilliant.
Dom's Mini Mascara.
Emporium.
And this is where...
.com.
This is where 275 listeners send us a Facebook message with a picture of mini mascaras.
It already exists, Dom.
Sorry, Dom. They're already out there. Well, I haven't heard of them. It's new to me. Jessica, thank you for that update.
Thanks for schooling us.
Now, you talk to me about your Tupperware.
Well, it was a funny conversation that happened in our kitchen the other day because we were cleaning out the Tupperware cabinet, basically, and we were missing bottom pieces, we were missing top pieces, we were missing whole Tupperware containers. We were scratching our head, where did they go? And then we started backtracking a little bit, and we're like, oh yeah, we gave so-and-so that one for Thanksgiving leftovers, and so-and-so took some cake in that one, and blah, blah, blah. And it got us, you know, into a little conversation in the kitchen of, we're never loaning out Tupperware again because we are good Tupperware people. I'm a good Tupperware person. If I go to somebody's house and they hand me leftovers in something, a little container, I'll wash it and give it back to them because it's not mine.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas apparently the people that we give Tupperware out to, Dom, they take it and we never, ever see it again. So I posted a little thing on my Facebook. It says, if you give somebody leftovers from your house in your Tupperware, do you expect to get it back? Over 100 comments. The consensus is kiss it goodbye.
Yeah.
It will be gone forever.
I'll tell you how I look at this. Go ahead.
A lot of people were getting around this because they say they've got their good Tupperware, and then they've got their dollar store stuff that they buy before events. The white trash Tupperware, where you keep your old cottage cheese containers, your old butter containers.
Cool Whip.
You wash that stuff out, and that's what you hand out to your guests. Because you don't care if your Cool Whip container comes back.
Correct.
What's your workaround?
Well, it's not so much a workaround as that I'm just very... I do have the cheap-ass stuff.
Yeah.
And then there's some that I absolutely love, and it's not even Tupperware brand. It's some, I'm not going to say it's a knockoff, because to me it's superior.
There is superior brands versus
and
the Tupperware.
And I make sure that nobody gets their mitts on that.
Uh-huh.
But I like to think of the Tupperware that you're describing is community Tupperware. In other words, you know, if you're at house A and they give you Tupperware and you take it home to house B, and then somebody from house C comes to your house that's going to go over there. In other words, Tupperware like that just makes a circuit.
Okay.
It doesn't belong to anybody, right?
It just makes the rounds.
I don't belong to anyone. It just makes the rounds. It's on the circuit. It's on the Tupperware circuit.
Mm-hmm.
And what you don't put out on the circuit is the good stuff. What is that stuff called that I love so much? I'm going to have to...
We've got that glass stuff. It's actually glass containers and then these lids that like seal really good and then snap around the glass.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the ones we definitely don't hand out. But I've got like, if we order Chinese food or whatever and it comes in the plastic dishes, I'll wash those and save those. I'm going to start handing those out. Hilda says, I have trained everyone. She requests that everyone brings their own Tupperware or food containers to the event.
B-Y-O-T?
If they want. It's B-Y-O-T at her house. She says, people bring theirs because I'm not handing it out. Dan just says, Jer, you would not get it. You'd get a Ziploc bag. Erica says, I expect it back, and I expect it back clean. So I guess veering from...
But hold on a second. Hold on. Jump in there. Because even if you get it back, quote, clean...
You rewash.
There ain't nobody who's just throwing it into the drawer saying,
no.
I trust them to have cleaned...
Who they does just, that?
They might have just rinsed it and taken like a paper towel
right.
through it or whatever.
If my own mother brings something back and says, here, I wash this. I'm like, okay, into the sink it goes and into the dishwasher.
Yeah.
So all the Tupperware aside, Dom and I were talking about this, and it kind of gets you thinking of like all the things you have loaned out to people that you've never gotten back. I got to thinking, I have a Snoop Dogg CD that's been missing from the early 90s, Andrew, if you're listening, that I never got back.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole just handed out our those furniture movers that are called sliders. Have you seen those discs?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just used some about a week ago.
She gave them to her mom to move furniture around the house. We'll never see him again.
Nope, gone.
Gone forever. I loaned out my neighbor a paint pole. Like an extendable paint pole a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't seen it back, Dom. This is why I'm leery of loaning things out. I will never loan out my car.
I got a gift many years ago from Gretsch of a DVD set that's the Beatles anthology show.
Nice.
And it's like, I don't know, like five or six DVDs or something like that. It wasn't cheap. And I loaned it out to our former member of our show, Emily.
Oh, yeah.
And that was probably 3 years ago. Never seen it
since. Never saw it again, huh?
I think it was probably over $100 or whatever. And just like, nope.
Yeah, geez. Yeah, I'll borrow it. Yeah.
Taking you a long, time,
long time
to make your way through, you know, parts 1 through 6 or whatever. Hurry it up.
That's funny.
You can't act like you don't have time. You've just
right.
been living at home for the last year. You got nothing but time
that's
to watch
right.
that show.
That's right. Oh, that's hilarious.
But isn't it true, though, that overall, just in general, no matter what you loan to anybody, as it leaves your fingertips, you need to silently say a little goodbye prayer
goodbye,
to it.
Goodbye, friend.
And live under the expectation mm-hmm. that you won't see it again.
There is
the same
a, there's
way
a little glimmer. Yeah, yeah. There's a little glimmer. I mean, in the back of your head, like, oh, I'll see it again in a month or two.
You won't.
No, no. I know I have books that I've borrowed from people that when I look at them, I'm like, no, who did I borrow that from?
There
I might have
a,
one of your books.
There was a. Do you have a copy of Lamb by Christopher Moore by me? From me?
No.
Okay.
No.
So that's the book that I've probably loaned out the most, and I never, ever get it back. It's called Lamb
uh-huh.
by Christopher Moore. I'll loan, it's one of my top five favorite books of all time, and I'll loan it to people, never get it back. So I have purchased that book probably 6 times.
Oh
somewhere,
gosh.
Christopher Moore is getting a lot of business from
a lot of kickback, yeah.
So the last time I bought an actual special edition where it is bound in leather, like
nice.
A classic old,
yes.
you know, volume.
Looks real fancy.
It's super fancy, and I did that specifically so I won't ever loan it out.
That's smart.
So that way, no one can ever get that book from me again.
This one is not leaving the house.
Right.
That's funny.
We were talking about loaning stuff out. Jeremy was talking about how if he loans out Tupperware, he's pretty much convinced that he'll never see it again.
Yep. Bye-bye.
For me, it's books. If I loan out books, I know, forget it, I won't see them again.
Yep.
So we have people on the line who want to chat about this. We'll start with John. John, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
So what's the solution to all of this?
So whenever I loan anything to anybody, I always just snap a picture of my cell phone of them holding it.
I love that.
And then you've got them red-handed. If they say they don't have it, then you know they did, or they loaned it to somebody else from there.
That's so great.
So if I said, hey, John, I really like that book you got there, and you say, here, then you hold it up to me, and you say, wait, 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 and you grab your phone, and I have to pose for a picture
exactly.
holding it.
The book.
That's a little awkward, isn't it?
Well, then, I mean, you're borrowing it for me, and that's just my one request.
I guess it's not. If you've been burned so many times, you're like, I'm putting an end to this.
Exactly.
And then a few months down the road, you just send him the picture and be like, hey, are you done with this? I'd like it back now.
Text him the picture.
Yes.
I have never heard anybody say, ooh, I didn't borrow that from you. They just either lose it or just can't be bothered to return it. So the proof of them taking it doesn't seem like it even be that valuable. Because they would be like, so what?
If it just helps you remember, then it helps you remember who has it.
Now that's a good point.
I bet
that's a great point.
I bet you there are people out there that borrow things just in the hopes that you'll forget that they have it. Just to keep it. There's probably chronic borrowers out there that you're like, hey, John, I need to borrow your power washer. I'll get that right back to you, hoping that you'll forget.
And I'm going to make you smile and pose with it.
Yeah, right.
And 4 months later, Jeremy's like, whatever happened to my power washer?
And then you're like, oh, Mark has it. And then you feel weird asking for it back at that point.
Oh, that's funny.
Yep.
John, you made our day. Thanks for being on the show, buddy.
All right, cheers, boys.
See ya.
Thank you very much. Next up is Millicent. Millicent, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. It's good to be with you guys. We listen to you every morning.
Oh, thank you.
Very appreciated. What do you got to say about all of this?
All right. My question is, what do you do with the pile of stuff you borrowed and you've had it for a long time? Do you return it? Like, I have Tupperware from somebody last summer, and now it just seems awkward to return it because I've had it for so many months.
Sure.
I have a DVD from someone, and now there's Disney Plus, and that family moved to Texas. Like, I
mail it to them. Just mail it to them. That would be great. It's like my buddy who borrowed the Snoop Dogg CD in 96, and I haven't seen it since. Does he give it back to me now?
Right, he might have it, but it's just so awkward to return, he's not going to give it back to you.
There has to be a statute of limitations depending on the item. For instance, that 6-disc DVD set that I mentioned, that could have years worth of, you know, responsibility attached to it. Mm-hmm. Whereas the Tupperware, Millicent, that you're talking about from last summer, I feel like the statute of limitations has run out on that.
Because, so I should just keep using it and not bring it back.
Yes. At this point, I don't know what you've put in it, so just keep it.
Because now, right,
you know?
Because now everybody is going to feel awkward when you return it. You're like, hey, I made a special trip to bring you this 89-cent piece of plastic that I've had for 10 months.
And it's stained all orange from your spaghetti.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is that the same with the power washer? Maybe he borrowed it in August and now, you know, all winter no one used it. Should he bring it back this spring or just pretend like he doesn't remember it's yours?
No, we're talking about the value of the item. A power washer, I don't care if that's been 5 years, you got to return that.
Right.
Tupperware,
probably not.
Jeremy's Snoop Dogg CD.
I want it back, Dom.
Hey, paint arm extender, that feels like a gray area.
I want that back too, because I purchased it brand new. I used it once. My neighbor borrowed it. It's been gone for a year and a half.
What'd you pay for that?
Oh, it was probably $25-$30. It's a real nice one. It extends and it's real sturdy and
$25.
Really a statue of limitations for Jeremy.
Like, I'm going to need it when I got to paint a ceiling again or something.
I'm going to say that is 12 months on that one. So when did you loan
it back? A year and a half ago.
Oh, it's gone. No, your time is up. A year.
What the hell?
$25 item?
What the hell? What? Go ahead.
Are you guys saying you don't have things that you borrowed and haven't returned? You've only been schooled the other way?
Well, I said earlier, I think I have some books. But in all honesty, if I borrow something, I will get it back to you immediately.
Yeah, because I'm a weirdo that way. I feel like it's almost like a little clock is ticking in my head. I don't know if that's an OCD or an ADHD or whatever the hell it is. But if I borrow something, I start getting angst-filled about getting
especially
it back.
Especially if it's my neighbor a couple doors down. Like, I'm getting it back because you're just making it weird in the neighborhood then.
Well, what I have is a guilt pile that's like a shrine of things that I need to return to people that I don't see. But I also don't feel like I can use them because
what do you have? Real quick, do you know off the top of your head what you have?
Yeah, I have that Disney DVD. It's like with the animals, the bunny that becomes a police officer. Came out a while ago.
Zootopia.
Yeah, Zootopia. I have that DVD. It's been sitting by my front door for over a year, maybe 2 years.
Oh, that's
not even that good of a movie.
Door, and they moved out of state. That's great.
They moved out of state. I have the Tupperware. I do use that, but every time I use it, I feel guilty. So that feels like I'm paying for it that way. I have a pile of books next to my, you know, a pile of books that I need to return. And then I'm like, should I write a note that it's taken me a year and a half to read a book?
How do people still let you borrow things from them?
That's a great question.
At this point.
Yeah, the word's got to be out, like all over social media. Don't loan anything to Millicent.
You'll never get it back.
But she'll feel guilty forever, so that's good.
Huh. Not that guilty, apparently.
You got,
still
some,
got,
you got
it
something
all.
Coming. You got some karma
so
coming.
I think if you return it with a nice note, if you've had it for a long time, it's okay.
I got a better idea. If you really want major cosmic universal karma on your side, if it's something that's got some pretty good value to it and you've had it for over a year, you should return it with a little $10 Starbucks card.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's a huge cancel on it. That'll pretty much cover everything that you have.
That's my idea. Even, return it with a little Starbucks card.
Yeah.
Even if I borrowed it from my boss?
No, don't give them the card. No. Anybody but your boss.
Okay.
And don't go buy the Starbucks gift card for $10 and spend $7 of it and then put the rest.
Yeah, Millicent.
I just have a hunch.
I'm feeling better already. That's my weekend project now.
All right, get on it.
You know we love you. Okay. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Bye.
Bye.
There's a sloth in that Zootopia movie that moves really slow. That's her.
Like Millicent returning things.
Yeah, that's it. It's a sloth.